Blog Talk Radio.
I hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blaze. I melt down tracks, stacks, reels, and slaves. Hit the studio, jars and bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. That don't hold me back. I roll with y'all cats, told Matt the rat. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed. Speech all flame, streets y'all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your auntie couldn't beat my game. Gotta laugh, don't act like you spit it the same. Why you can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know who can spit it with speed? Yeah, the truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth, BC. Y'all know who I be. I be the truth. When I speak, they'll set you free. The truth.
Shalom and welcome to another edition of The Truth in PDX. I'm your host, Bishop Yahusabka, with the Israelite Church of God, Jesus Christ, and the Fruit Gatherers of Jesus Christ unit. And my co-host, please introduce yourself.
Perpetual Fruit Aharon.
And once again, you tuned into another edition of our brand new show, The Truth in PDX, right here on Blog Talk Radio, every Saturday evening from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And tonight's show is There Is Only One God, and He is the God of Israel. And we've been having some technical difficulties, you know. The Prince of the Power of the Air been blocking us from getting on this radio show and all type of technical difficulties and madness, but we on. We on. Even though it says that showtime is 9 p.m., but that's actually 9 p.m. Mountain Time. And why it's set for Mountain Time, you know, only the powers that be know. But we on. So you might be hearing this live, or it might come on an hour from now, or it might have came on an hour ago. Who knows, but we here. But before we get tonight's show started, I want to say shalom, peace, and blessings, and salutations to the leadership structure nation of Israel. Starting off with the Holy God, sent comfort, the Holy Apostle, and Chief of our Priests, Hazadaki. I want to say shalom. I want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostle, and Chief of our Priests, Ariyah, Holy Apostle, and Chief of our Priests, Shah. I want to say shalom to the Order of the 12 Apostles. I want to say shalom to the Comforters, 42 Chief Priests, and the elect ladies in the nation of Israel. I also want to say shalom to the Holy Women. I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel, starting off with the Chief, I want to say shalom to the bishops, the chief bishop, and bishops of state, city, boroughs, departments, and units. Now I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel, starting off with the Major 13 Shield General, the 13 Shield Generals, all Shield and Generals. I want to say shalom to the captains of the officers. I want to say shalom to the New Hebrew Academy, Young Men and Young Women's Academy. I want to say shalom to the Doors of Zion and the nation. I want to say shalom to the prince and princesses of the nation of Israel, the children of our nation, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And I want to say shalom to all of our listeners throughout the state of Oregon. I also want to say shalom to our brothers and sisters that listen and support our show in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Omaha, Nebraska, all throughout Florida, Miami, Orlando, West Palm Beach. Everybody, thank you for your love and your support. Again, tonight's topic is There Is One God, and He is the God of Israel. I want to start off with, also shout out to the brothers and sisters that support and listen to us. I almost forgot, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, how can I forget, as well as Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas. Let's get Ephesians 4 and 5. Again, tonight's topic is There Is One God, and He is the God of Israel.
Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
Again, the Bible is clear. It says there's only one Lord, there's only one faith, there's only one baptism. There's only one Lord, brothers and sisters, and He's the God of Israel, not the God of everybody, as you know, the world wants Him to be known, but He's the God of Israel. There's only one faith, brothers and sisters. And that faith is the truth. And that truth is found in the Israelite Church of God, Jesus Christ, which is the home of the one faith. You understand that? We're not Christians. We're not Baptists. We're not Methodists. We're not Catholics. We're not Muslims. We're Israelites. What do we teach? We teach the truth. What's our faith? The one faith. Again, there's only one way to get baptized. That's with the Holy Spirit. And again, and we have the Holy Spirit in our church. There's a man in our church who has the Holy Spirit. He's the God sent comfort of the nation of Israel. Holy Apostle Shira Pisa Zadaki. And every time we hear his teachings, guess what? The Holy Spirit comes on us. Now, listen, it ain't my fault that we get it. You ain't. And you ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? All knows we got it. All around, we got it.
Yes, sir.
Y'all better try to get it. Now, I made a statement. I said, the one God is only the God of Israel. So let's get proof. Let's get precepts on that. Let's get 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 15.
2 Kings chapter 5, verse 15. And he returned to the man of God, and he and all his company, and came and stood before him. And he said, now I know that there is no God in all the earth, but in Israel.
But where?
In Israel.
Again, there is no God in all the earth, but where?
In Israel.
In Israel. We read Bible scriptures, brothers and sisters. Let's get Isaiah chapter 37, verse 16, and then jump down to verse 20.
Isaiah chapter 37, verse 16.
And then verse
20. Okay. O Lord of hosts, God of Israel.
God of who?
God of Israel.
Okay.
That dwellest between the cherubs, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Verse 20. Now therefore, O Lord, our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only.
Again. Only. It says that the whole earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only. And what does it tell you? It tells you that this Lord, this God, is the God of who? Israel. Now, Aharon,
yes, sir.
You got your Bible, you reading it. I got my Bible, I'm reading it. We reading this out of both our Bibles. So how is it that people still out there believing and teaching that God is for everybody?
I don't know.
Where are they getting that information from? Let's get Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6, and then verse 8.
Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel.
The who?
And thus saith the Lord,
uh-huh.
the King of Israel.
King of everybody?
The King of Israel.
Go ahead.
And his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last.
Mm.
And besides me, there is no God.
Listen, he said, besides me, there is no God. And he said he's the God of Israel. Once again, brothers and sisters, reading this out the Bible. What verse was that?
Verse 6.
Okay, now give me verse 8 if you're done with verse 6.
Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God besides me?
Hold on.
Yea.
Hold on. God bragging now. Is there another God besides me? Huh? Come on.
Yea, there is no God.
What did he say? There is no God. Don't go look for it. Come on.
I know not any.
God said, I don't know any other gods besides me. Come on, brothers and sisters. What Bible y'all reading? Let's get Joel. chapter 2, verse 27.
Joel. I'm in Jonas, like you.
Mm-hmm. Joel chapter 2, verse 27.
Oh, boy. It's like you, sir. There we go. Joel chapter 2, verse 27.
Joel chapter 2 and verse 27, yes.
Okay, yes. Slide. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else.
Hold on, hold on. He said he was where? In the midst of where?
Of Israel.
Okay, he said he is God, and he's in the midst of everybody? Did I hear that right?
And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel.
Okay, Israel. Okay, come on.
And that I am the Lord your God. And none else, and my people shall never be ashamed.
Mm, come on. That was the whole verse?
Yes, sir.
Again, these scriptures are clear. These ain't no hard sayings. These ain't no parables. These scriptures are clear. Let's get Psalms 86 and 10.
For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone.
Thou art who?
God alone.
He said, thou art God alone. Anybody else with him?
Wow.
God alone. He is God. 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 10.
First Chronicles, what was that?
Chapter 17, verse 20.
17:20. O Lord, there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside me.
Mm.
According to all that we have heard with our ears.
What did God say? Neither is there any God besides thee. Again, ain't no other God. Don't go looking for him. He don't exist. He don't exist. Look at Deuteronomy 32 and 39.
See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me.
There's what?
There is no God with me.
There's no other God out there with God. Come on.
I kill.
He what?
I kill.
Again, somebody died, God authorized it. Come on.
And I make alive.
If somebody was born, somebody was given life, God authorized it, put the spirit of life inside of them. Come on.
I wound.
Mm-hmm.
And I heal.
Lord said he wound you, and he said he also heal you. Come on.
Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand.
Again, there's nobody that can deliver you out of God's hand. Once he got you, he got you. He got us all in his hands. He do what he want. He do what he want with us. It's about his will. This is his world. We're just living in it. Brothers and sisters, look at Deuteronomy 6 and 4.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
Listen, do you hear how that scripture is written? It says, hear, O world. What does it say? What does it say, sir?
Hear. O Israel.
Hear, O everybody. What?
Hear, O Israel.
Hear all the people on the earth. What did it say?
Hear, O Israel.
Uh-huh.
The Lord our God is one Lord.
Check that out. Hear, O Israel. The Lord thy God is one Lord. brothers and sisters. This is clear, man. This is clear. What Bible y'all been reading? Or do y'all even read y'all Bibles? Mm-hmm. Do y'all read your series? Let's have an open conversation. Do y'all read y'all Bibles? Huh? For real. Let's be honest. Do we read our Bibles? Do we just sit there on Sunday and just listen to what that guy? I can't call him a preacher or a reverend. What that guy, the guy in the suit, the guy with the costume on? We just listen to what he say, huh? Whatever he said, go. He sure did some good preaching today. Okay, what did he teach you? What did he talk about? How much shucking and jiving did he do? Did he have his cloth? Did he have his handkerchief out? Was he patting his mouth? Was he patting his forehead? Was he fanning? Maybe. Was it a sister up there preaching? What was it? But no, ladies up there preaching. No, ladies can preach, but besides any other sisters, I don't know about that. Come on now. Are you studying the Word of God? Or is it just sitting there as a piece of art that's in your living room? Are you using it as a bookend? People come in your house, they see the Bible on the table. Oh, you devout, you religious, you spiritual. Yeah, dude, make sure you take your shoes off when you come out. I don't want no dirt in my house. Listen. All right, we go in that person's house. Say, listen, give us the scripture that says Jesus turned water into wine. Where that in the Old Testament? where that at in Deuteronomy? Come on, man. Y'all gotta read your Bibles, brothers and sisters. I ain't talking about the believers. I ain't talking about the brothers and sisters that's experts and world champions in the Bible. I ain't talking about, you know, the members of the Israelite Church of God and Jew. I'm talking about the brothers and sisters that have not yet committed to the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ, still on the fence, still trying to figure out what they want to do with their life and with their faith and all that. Y'all need to come on in. And the Antichrist is listening. Unless you one of the leaders that used to be a part of the nation. I know all of you because, you know, we was all in the same nation together. You know what I'm saying? Y'all went and branched out, started these old bankhead religions and all that. Y'all need to stop it, man. But y'all people that's following these Antichrist people, y'all need to come get counsel, man. Get with the nation. Them guys ain't got no nation. Anybody following them guys? Anybody following them guys in the bathroom? You know what I'm saying? They ain't got no sisters in there. Sisters scared to join their organizations. Yelling and cussing and howling at people and all that. Again, brothers and sisters, this is the place. This is where you want to be at. The Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ. This is the place where the truth is, home of the truth. Home of the holy apostles and chief high priests, home of the God sent comfort of the nation of Israel, holy apostles and chief high priests, Tzadok. This is where you want to be at, the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ. What was the last scripture we read, sir?
Deuteronomy 6 and 4.
Deuteronomy 6 and 4. Let's get Isaiah. Do we read Isaiah yet? Isaiah 43?
I know we went to it, but let me check.
No, we didn't get there. Yeah, Isaiah 43 and verses 10 and 11.
Okay. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, there was no God formed.
What did God say?
Before me, there was no God formed.
Mm-hmm.
Neither shall there be after me.
Mm. Come on. Is that verses 10 and 11?
No.
Come on.
Verse 11. I am the Lord, and beside me, there is no Savior.
Mm. Check that out. Before me, there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I'm thinking, no, this ain't no other God going to come up. He said, I am the God. Listen, there wasn't no God before me, ain't going to be no God after me. He said, I am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Savior. So why y'all following Buddha? Why y'all following Isis and Ceramus and what's the other one? What's the other one? They parroted after Jesus Christ, that Egyptian one. That madness.
Nimrod.
Who?
Nimrod.
Nimrod? No, and the Nimrod and Hotep and all that.
Ra.
Who?
Ra or something.
Come on, man, with all the Marvel comic book characters, man. Y'all need to stop it, man. Come on, man. This ain't X-Men, brother. This is it. This is the truth, brother. We talking about the God. We talking about the God. The God that brought plagues onto Egypt and destroyed a mighty kingdom. And the same God that's going to destroy this kingdom, this mighty kingdom that we're in, and put up his kingdom, the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of the Israelites, right here on earth. You watch. Like the brothers and sisters prophesied on the White House a couple weeks ago. Many, many. It is finished. It is done. So what, brothers and sisters? You're going to see. Look at the next president. Look at the next president of the United States. You can't tell me it ain't over? You can't tell me? God going to be walking around the White House. You're fired. Come on, man. What is going on? A reality show host, the president of the United States. I'm embarrassed, man. I'm embarrassed. Hey, where you from? I'm not sure. I'm from Toronto. Man, hopefully he get a new hairpiece or something, man.
Damn.
Woo! Where we at, sir? We just read Isaiah 43.
Yes, sir.
Let's get Psalms 96. Psalms 96 and 5. And listen, don't be sending no CIA. Who the guys be with them? Don't be sending no Secret Service to my house either. We got Hanukkah coming up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all better go on about y'all business. You messing with me. Mess up Hanukkah. Then get them taps off my phone, too. Yeah, I'm going to tap my phone, pay my cell phone bill. Why you had to pay the cable? You hear that, Aaron?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just turned it up. They mad at me now. I'm clowning them. All right, 96 and 5 of Psalms.
For all the gods of the nations are idols.
Mm. See what the Bible says? All the read it again. I don't want to misquote it. Come on.
All the gods of the nations are idols.
Again, all the gods, not some of the gods. All the gods of the nations are idols. They're not gods. They're idols. They can't move. They must be born. They got to be carried. They don't have any power. They can't eat. They can't speak. They can't breathe. They're rocks, wooden stone, statues. They can't bathe. You got to dust them off. I know, listen, Moab, so-called Chinese, They hate to see my children coming to the nail salon. My children be attacking that statue. Give me that candy. No. Give me that candy. That statue ain't gonna eat that candy, man. What are you talking about? Candy go, good candy go on the waist. Oh, premium chocolate. They need to be eaten by some, you know, some real people. Oh, man. Let's get St. John chapter 17, verse 3.
St. John chapter 17, verse 3. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent.
That's right. The only true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Because, again, the only God we know is Jesus Christ. And he's going to introduce us to his Father, God the Father. And after he introduces to God the Father in heaven, he's going to show us to our mansions. We're going to walk on streets paved with gold. We're going to get six wings. The angels in heaven gonna throw their crowns down at our feet. It's a lot to look forward to, brothers and sisters. You just gotta stick in there, man. You just gotta stick in there. That's all, brothers and sisters. You just gotta stick in there. Let's get one more. The engineer is count me down. Let's get one more scripture to glorify God. Let's get James chapter 2, verse 19. James chapter 2, verse 19. We got to end it with this, brothers and sisters.
Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble.
Check that out. You believe there's one God, he's the God of Israel, you do well. It says the devils also believe and they tremble. Always keep that in mind, brothers and sisters. Only thing we fear is God. We don't fear the devil. We don't fear demons. We fear God. We keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man. And remember, brothers and sisters, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. With that, I say thank you for tuning in to The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. We say God bless, good night, and shalom.
Got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blaze. I melt down tracks, stacks, reels, and sleeves. Hit the studio, jars, bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. That.